Today, a significant stride was made in the race to slow the coronavirus pandemic. Researchers at the University of Oxford say the AstraZeneca vaccine not only protects people from getting seriously sick or dying, but could also lower the rate of transmission. Their study is yet to be published, but if it is correct, it would be the first coronavirus vaccine to do both. Let's talk more about this with Dr. Angela Rasmussen. She's a virologist at the Georgetown Center for Global Health Science and Security. Doctor, always good to hear from you. Welcome back.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And this study has not been peer-reviewed yet, but researchers say the AstraZeneca vaccine could reduce transmission by almost two-thirds. Help us understand what that means exactly.
So what they did in this study, and this really follows up on results that they had previously published from their phase 2B clinical trial, that shows that if you swab participants in the trial every week and look to see how many of them become infected after vaccination, you will find that people who received the vaccine had far fewer cases of positive tests. So the vaccine appeared to be preventing infection in these people. They weren't becoming infected at the same rate as people in the placebo group.
Help us understand the significance of this, because the British Health Secretary called this news absolutely superb. What do you say?
I agree that it's very superb. One of the biggest questions that we have had about all of these vaccines, because of the way the clinical trials were designed, was their ability to prevent infection and thus reduce transmission in the community. The way the clinical trials were designed was to look at symptomatic COVID-19 for a couple reasons. One, that's the fastest way to evaluate whether the vaccine is actually efficacious or not. And two, one of the most important things we need a vaccine to do is keep people from getting sick and keep them out of the hospital. But that meant that we weren't able to actually look and see whether the vaccine was also protecting people from being infected. If people aren't getting infected, then they can't transmit it to others. So this suggests that not only are the vaccines very efficacious at keeping people from getting very sick, but they're also helping people prevent, they're helping prevent infection altogether, which means that they're likely to reduce transmission at the population level.
Sure. So that would be great. But the issue is that AstraZeneca's vaccine is not authorized for use in the United States. Do you expect that to change soon?
Well, AstraZeneca has to actually submit an application for emergency use authorization to the FDA. I imagine that when they decide to do that, or if they decide to do that, then certainly the FDA will evaluate all of their data. I would be very surprised, based on all of the data that they've shared so far, if it didn't receive an emergency use authorization.
In a separate study, we found that Russia's vaccine, the one they've created, is called the Sputnik V, that it's about 92% effective. We don't have a lot of data on this vaccine, but it does seem, Doctor, that time and time again, we are getting really promising information that these doses are working. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think for a couple reasons. One is that vaccines work in general, and more often than not, they do generate protective immunity. That's how our immune systems work. The other thing about the Sputnik V vaccine in particular is that it is an adenovirus vectored vaccine similar to AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. So we wouldn't expect that vaccine to behave all that differently from those other vaccines that we did get very promising data from early on. Overall, I think that there's a place in the global vaccine landscape for all of these different vaccines, because ultimately, to end this pandemic, which is by definition affecting the entire world, we're going to need to vaccinate as many people as possible globally. So having the Sputnik V vaccine enter the landscape, I think, is really great overall for global health.
Dr. Angela Rasmussen, a virologist at the Georgetown Center for Global Health Science and Security. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Peter.